At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Welcome on in. It's the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio. You guys with us. 215-592-9494. You're live today in Clearwater for Phillies spring training. Spring training coverage brought to you by Surfside Iced Tea and Vodka, proud partner of the Philadelphia Phillies. Kyle Quinn with us. A lot to get to today, including some Phillies on the show. Good morning, Hugh.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Philadelphia. Hey, listen. If you're going to be out there drinking like that, make sure you eat. You don't want to have any episodes where, you know, you throwing up in the wrong place at the wrong time.
Are you talking about Tracy Morgan?
I'm just talking.
Okay.
I'm just talking. I ain't said nobody's name, but, like, Tracy had a rough one last night since you brought it up.
Yeah.
He had a rough one. Like, I woke up this morning and, you know, people were talking about it. And I actually saw somebody who caught a video of him going through it right before everything happened. Mm. Yeah, he was in a bad way.
It did not look good. No, that's good advice from Hugh Douglas this morning. All right, 215-592-9494. That's how you hop in. We are live in Clearwater, our second day, our second of two here in Philly spring training. Hugh, yesterday was a fun day. You got to throw the first pitch out. We got to watch the game from the Tiki Bar a little bit. Fun day in Clearwater yesterday.
Yeah, it was, man. We got to hang out with some folks at the Tiki Bar. It was fun. You know, and we had a great day.
It is always amazing. Every time we come down here, it feels like we're at home.
Yes.
Like when we were out there, like if you had told me that we were at home, I would have said, yeah. I mean, it just felt like everyone was from home, and they're all here watching the game. So fun day yesterday. Today we're going to have Philly's second baseman Bryce Estott on the show and Philly's relief pitcher Orion Kirkren, who could have a big role in this bullpen this year. But, Hugh, it's interesting. Yesterday there was a game played right here in front of us at the park, and the lineup for yesterday's game was different than the one a couple days before. And, this whole spring, Topper's gone back and forth on the leadoff thing. I think 3 or 4 weeks ago, it felt like most people thought it was going to be Turner, that they were leaning that way. They kept talking it up. But then we keep looking at these lineups, Hugh, and there's a lot of days where Schwarber's still the leadoff hitter. So here's what we need to do. We are, 9 days from opening day?
Nine.
In fact, the actual season started this morning at 6 a.m. The Dodgers and Cubs played. So we're close now. We're really close to the start of the Philly season next Thursday against the Nationals. Hugh, it is time for us and for everyone listening to get on the record, Hugh. It is time to put your stake in the ground. Who should be the Phillies' leadoff hitter? Who do you want leading off for the Phillies? Because although everyone thought Turner, I don't think this is in stone yet. Schwarber, Turner, get on the record. 215-592-9494. Hugh Douglas, you start us off. Who do you want leading off?
I'm the leadoff.
Who do you want leading off as you're our leadoff hitter this
morning?
Okay,
I'm a long talk, just a tad.
Okay.
I understand the benefits of having the big fellow at leading off.
Mm-hmm.
That is, we're talking about Schwarber and how he's been successful. And it really hasn't been an issue. But this year, it just feels like this small thing, changing the leadoff hitter, putting some more speed at the top of the order, and allowing him to get on base if that is the case, to try to get this thing going and to try to change your fortunes in the postseason. I think that's what they're trying to do it for. They're trying to have those games when the bats aren't as hot as we would like them to be, that you're in position to play a little bit more small ball and allow yourself to score some runs that, you know, could potentially win you the game. Mm. So I get the concept. So with all that being said, in a long talking kind of way, I want Trey Turner at the top of
the So you're ready for change. You're ready for change.
As Kyle is like, I just feel like there's not a whole lot of changes that were made in an offseason.
Mm. Well, especially offensively.
Yeah, and you're talking about personnel and everything. And this is one of those moves that, subtle as it may be, I think there's something to be said, because yesterday when we were talking to Greg Murphy, and he talked about how the third best hitting team in Major League Baseball. That's nothing to sneeze at. Even though we know here, boots on the ground, that the order went cold for the most part in the postseason. How do you fix that? Move guys around. Shake up the order a little bit. Try to put guys in position of their strengths. And with Schwarber, when you look at what he's able to do from that leadoff spot, if you have some people in position on base, I get the concept. So that's why you want to do that. But it all is contingent upon what Trey does at that leadoff spot.
Well, he's got a hit. I mean, right, there's no question. All right, 215-592-9493. It's a lot of long talking. And unfortunately, you're seeing this the wrong way. I mean, everyone is.
I workshopped this whole thing. I know
you did. And it's okay. I understand why you and a lot of people out there, Hugh, because I imagine a lot of people are on your side of this and want Trey to now be the leadoff hitter. I just, two things I keep coming back to. One, last season, Kyle Schwarber got on base 36% of the time, 366 on base. Trey Turner got on base 33% of the time. That's a big gap. That is a big gap in on-base percentage. Kyle Schwarber walked 106 times. He set the table for Turner and Harper and Bohm. Trey Turner last year walked 27 times. And I understand why we think of speed at the top of the lineup. Speed's only good if you get on base. Like, if you're telling me Trey Turner goes back to hitting 320 and wins a batting title and is getting on base 38% of the time, all right, I'm cool with that. But he hasn't been that player since he got to the Phillies. I can't hold my breath he's going to be that player. And, Hugh, you brought it up. A lot of people do. The best-case scenario, right? Schwarber's power down and more in the middle of the order. And that's great. And that would lead to some three-run home runs, maybe grand slams. But you also got to deal with the other part of Schwarber, which he strikes out a lot. That is part of his game. So if you're putting him at fourth or third or wherever, that means he's striking out with guys on base. There's so many things on this team that we're not sure of. We'll see. The one thing I know since he got here is Kyle Schwarber works as the leadoff hitter, hits all those leadoff home runs. I know people want to change something because last year didn't go the way we wanted. I think they're changing the wrong thing. I want Schwarber to be the leadoff hitter. I thought this was a battle I was about to lose, but now I'm feeling I got new life here because I saw Schwarber in that leadoff spot yesterday. 215-592-9494. Get on the record on this Tuesday midday show live in Clearwater, Florida. Who do you want as the Phillies leadoff hitter? It felt like it was going to be in stone that it was Turner, but Topper keeps going back and forth. Let's hear from Rob Thompson. He was on the morning show a couple weeks ago talking about this and whether or not he knew then who his leadoff hitter was going to be. Here's Rob Thompson with the morning show.
We heard Trey Turner talk on the afternoon show about how he's excited about the opportunity to lead off. Will we see him at the top of the lineup?
Well, you will today.
All right. Nice.
I don't know.
Rob Thompson getting ready for his career in professional politics.
Yeah, that was a great answer right there. Well done, sir.
Well, we're still tinkering with it, and I don't know where we're going to end up. One of the thoughts behind leading Trey off is that maybe it changes his approach a little bit, and he thinks about getting on base a little bit more because he's going to hit 20, 25 home runs just falling out of bed. The other part of it is if you have Schwarber behind Harp, does that help Harp out a little bit? But at the same time, I don't want to overthink it. You know, we've had a lot of success with the way we've done it in the last couple of years. So, you know, spring training is a good time to just try different things and see what shakes out.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
but not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Well, we're going to see what shakes out in about 9 days with opening day. 215-592-9494. That's how you hop in. Get on the record on this Tuesday. Who do you want as the Phillies' leadoff hitter? Turner or Schwarber? Yesterday was Schwarber. Sunday it was Turner. Kyle Topper keeps going back and forth. I'm not sure he knows yet what he's going to do before we get to opening day. Kyle, on the record, who do you want as the Phillies' leadoff hitter?
Yeah, so I'm, first of all, very disappointed in Hugh because we were once a proud, full Kyle Schwarber.
I know. He's left us.
And he has since left us. I'm a Kyle guy. And I understand the benefit of getting Trey Turner and the speed on base and stuff like that. But I do also worry about the amount of strikeouts that Kyle Schwarber will have at that spot in the lineup in the four hole. I think we obsess a little bit too much with the multi-run home run thing. Like that's going to be a rare thing, even if Kyle Schwarber's in the four hole. And look, I think the other part of this is Bryce Harper wants to be a three-hitter. He said that before, that he is a three-hitter. And Rob Thompson said that if Trey Turner's one, then Bryce Harper has to be two. So, like, I also think you have to factor that in, yep, the comfortability of Bryce Harper in this.
It's not just two players. It involves everybody.
Right.
Well, it's a good point, right? It's not, if it was just a matter of switching one and then, like, they switch, that's fine. But this is infecting the whole lineup. Right. This is true, Kyle. It's a good point. At one point, we were aligned as a Kyle Schwarber leadoff show. Hugh has left
it's
the
tragic
nest. He has flown off with the Trey Turner people.
Well, you know, because I look at it like this. What are we trying to do?
We'll
when it
win.
Comes to
we'll
Trey,
win.
Well, I mean that's obvious, but
which when it comes to Trey, you mean?
I was thinking,
nailed it.
I was trying to take a deeper dive, if you will.
We don't do that.
Yeah, I'm trying to be a little bit more reflective on this show.
All right, so go ahead. What are
I was
we trying
thinking,
to do?
I'm thinking because what is the issue that we've had with Trey over the years that he's been here? Chase rate at the plate. A lot of people are a little bit upset at that.
Yep.
He's playing out at shortstop. A little bit upset with that. I look at it like if you're leading off, your mentality has to change because you're the table setter, in my opinion. Your job, you're tasked with the job of getting on base and putting pressure on the pitcher by being on base, especially when you talk about the way the lineup is coming up. So I look at it as they're in their own way, they're trying to get him to take more pitches.
I
and
agree
be more
with
conscious
yeah.
at the plate.
It feels like they're trying to do this to help make him a better player.
Better player, yeah. And initially, because I think there has to be. Never played baseball, but I would think that
no,
there
what do you
has
mean, never
to
played.
Be.
We saw that first
well,
pitch
that was
yesterday.
Horrible. That was horrible. But I think that there has to be somewhat of a plan if you're the leadoff hitter. Get on base with my speed and allow my team the opportunity to put pressure on the pitchers. Because that's the one thing when you let's be honest with Schwarber hitting off leading off, you ain't if he gets on base are you worried about him stealing?
No,
one?
Of course not.
That's not this a little bit different. See, the mentality is different when you have Trey there. So I mean, I get it.
He did,
I mean, that's
he
the
did
premise.
Steal five last year.
Yeah, I'm just saying, but it's not like no. It's not like you're like, oh wait a minute, we got a speed burner over there.
No, and I understand that. I think like the old school in a lot of people, you look, Trey Turner looks like a leadoff hitter. He's like, and when they signed him, I think a lot of people thought he was their leadoff hitter. I just, of all the things to maybe move or change or fix on this team, Why are we changing the one thing that works? It's like turnkey. Schwarber leadoff, they win, he produces, he gets on base.
Because the one thing that they wanted to do, they didn't get a chance to do.
Which is?
Get rid of Alec Bohm.
Well, they didn't.
I mean, and I'm not.
So you're saying it's almost like they need to change something in the lineup, and this is
something needs to change. The messaging, the packaging for this team has changed this year. We've all talked about that. We talked about how when we get a chance to talk to individuals, how the goal is still the same. It's just that it's not talked about. It's not mentioned as much as it has been in the past.
Yeah.
The mission hasn't changed, though. And I think that being a player, you know that it's kind of hard to get people to buy into what you're selling when you really ain't changed a whole lot about what you're doing. Mm-hmm. So what do you do in a situation like that? You make those subtle changes. It's like being in a relationship and you tell your significant other, I'm going to put the toilet seat down, and then every now and then you still leave it up. You got to work to that point. You got to change other stuff to maybe take some heat off of the fact that you don't put the toilet seat down all the time.
So is Trey the toilet seat?
Well, I mean, in this analogy, I didn't workshop that part about
tough.
It. I just tried to, you know,
okay.
bring it on home so that people could make it relatable. You know what I mean?
I'm just trying to work through it in my head. All right, 215-592-9494. Midday Show live in Clearwater, Florida. Phillies spring training. We'll have Bryce Estott on the show today, Orion Kirkering. And we still do not have an answer on who will be the Phillies leadoff hitter. On Sunday, Turner led off. Yesterday, Schwarber led off. Get on the record. Who do you want the Phillies to have as their leadoff hitter? Kyle and I mean, a mm-hmm. show that was once aligned.
Once proud.
We stick with Kyle Schwarber. Hugh has jumped. He's one of the Turner people now. Where do you come down? 215-592-9494. Chris in Middletown is up on WIP. Hey, Chris.
Happy Trey Turner leadoff day, man.
Chris, what's up, buddy?
Hey, first of all, Hugh.
Yes.
Hugh, talking about toilet seats, your battle buddy Kyle showed everyone yesterday why this younger generation needs to stop the oversharing.
I agree, yeah. No, and you know what? It was talked about a lot on WIP. Top 5 at 5 yesterday, John Johnson overnight. A lot of conversation about Kyle's accident.
This exact problem here. So, guys, let's get to this because I believe Trey needs to lead off, okay? Here's why. For all the success that Schwarber's had at leadoff, it still wasn't enough for us, guys. We still need to figure out that winning championship formula. It wasn't with Trey leading off. We got no rings. We collapsed in Arizona. We were one and done last year. So they're trying to figure out some other way to make this work. He can use his speed. We've talked about that. He can immediately put pressure on the pitcher when he's on base. It's not just, hey, I gave up a long ball and now I can settle back in. It keeps that pressure going for yet another batter. And, you know, plant Joe and the Pens boy, mostly because it forces him to change his approach and his mindset. And by his, I mean Trey. We've learned that Trey is a feelings and a vibe guy. And he needs positive affirmation to play well. So when he is in that mindset where he's going to change his approach, because he's already said that in his own interview, he said he changes his approach when he's leading off versus number two. At number two, he feels like he should swing for the fences, where at number one, he knows it's all about getting on base. Joe, to your point, he's going to walk a whole lot more than those 27 times. Here's the other thing. Schwarber and Harper will adjust better than Trey. So I think they might be a little hit to them, but I feel more confident they have the ability to adjust to their new roles in the order. So it is a net positive. Plus, at the end of the day, it's like Hugh was saying yesterday, and I thought about it. I'm 100% on board with this. Offense, guys, is a luxury in baseball.
Oh, no.
So
no.
I think this is the best way to go because it's all about the pitching. And like Hugh said, the offense is just a luxury. So we could afford to tinker and mess around with it. That's my thoughts, guys.
So, look, the bottom line is this. Chris, and Chris, good phone call. I get the idea that Trey might be different and might adjust. I don't know if it's as easy as we think for a leper to change his spots. Like, is Trey Turner going to go up there and walk 100 times now because he's hitting leadoff? I think he's going to be Trey Turner. Like, will he try to take more pitches? Sure, but I don't understand. It feels like we're almost cutting her nose off to spite her face, to salvage the Turner thing, we're going to put him in the leadoff. Like, why are we putting a guy at the top of the order and giving him more plate appearances when we're concerned about him? The whole thing, Kyle, to me, feels backwards.
Yeah, it's a great thought about Trey Turner adjusting his approach to him, but Chris Thayer admitted himself that Kyle Schwarber, Bryce Harper are better at adjusting, at least in his opinion, than Trey. So, like, he went on this whole thing about, you know, Trey's going to change, but then just admitted that he might not be able to. Like, it's I like the idea, but I don't know if in practice it's going to go as well. By the way, bit of, I guess, potential breaking news here. So the Eagles tweeted, quote from Brandon Graham, "It's not how hard you hit, it's how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done." Stay tuned for an announcement from Brandon Graham at noon today.
All right. So, well, we will carry that.
And he's holding a presser at noon.
Presser at noon today, Brandon Graham. We will carry that live.
Dun, and, dun, dun.
Yeah, and we're excited to have that. It's part of the midday show today. So Brandon Graham has an announcement for everyone coming up at noon today. Stay tuned. We will carry that live on WIP. Let's go to who we got here. We got Jeff in Wilmington. What's up, Jeff?
Jeff.
What's up, guys?
Hey,
what's
Jeff.
Going on?
I don't want either one of those dudes leading off. I want Bryce and Stott to lead off. Now, with a healthy Stott and a healthy Boehm, to me, that's my 1-2. And put a Harper at third. And you can mix in. I would probably back up Harper with Schwarber. I don't really care about the lefty-righty thing. I mean, the guy, both Harper and Schwarber hit left-handers pretty well. So having them two back-to-back is fine. There's not really anybody that can hit behind Harper. You can't put Castellanos back there because he's a free swinger also. There's not a whole lot of protection.
So I know you're a Stott guy, and look, we're going to have Stott on the show today, and I'm a Stott fan too. But don't we need to see him, Jeff, be good again before we just give him the number one spot in the lineup?
Well,
because
I,
we
I
could be real.
What?
From May on last year, Bryson did not play well.
And he was not healthy either.
I agree. But don't you need to see him hit well? Like, to me, Stott is more of an idea that he is a solidified thing at this point.
Well, I think he did enough the year before to prove that. That's what I'm going basing it on. And one other thing, that the math doesn't seem to work out with this. When I heard you say this earlier. When you said you don't want Schwarber striking out with men on base.
Right.
But he strikes out a lot in the leadoff spot. So it doesn't, in that respect, either way, it's a negative. It doesn't do anything. So what difference does it make if you're striking out in the leadoff spot?
The way I view it is, I mean, you're right. Neither are good, right? No one wants to strike out.
Right.
But one is a leverage moment. Like, if he strikes out to start the game, all right, we got Turner, Harper.
Get Boehm. It out of the way.
Yeah, Boehm.
That's kind of like the ninth hitter or in the old days when pitchers hit, your eighth guy was supposed to go up there and do whatever he could to get on base. It didn't matter if he got a hit. He just needed to turn the lineup over. So I don't like the leadoff guy being up there to sort of turn the lineup over.
Well,
like,
no, I don't mean turn it over. I just, you can live with it.
Like,
if he's batting fourth and there's one out, I guess one out, right, in the first inning, two guys on, that strikeout crushes you because if he puts the bat on the ball and gets a single, right, there's a run that comes in. Or, you know what I mean? Like, there's guys on base.
He does see a lot of pitches.
Yeah.
He does see a lot of pitches. The other thing is, I just think that you're wasting you're wasting RBI opportunities with Schwarber in the leadoff spot. He's been getting 99 to 100 every year. But think if he was in the third or fourth spot or fifth spot, he could probably drive in 130, 140.
He probably would. Now, I agree with you. His RBI numbers would go up, but the other side of it is he probably scores less runs, right? Because he walks in front of Castellanos.
But he's driving him in.
Yeah, right. Who's driving him in behind him? I think
I guess it's run production when you add up the RBIs and runs scored minus home runs. That's the big number. And if you can produce a lot of runs, you produce more when you're in the third and fourth spot than when you're in the leadoff spot.
Well, he could. Jeff, we appreciate the phone call. Yeah, I don't think the Stott idea is crazy. I just think he has to earn it first. We have to see him be good for a full season. We really haven't seen a lot of that. I mean, Hugh, this is – it's Turner and it's Schwarber. I mean, that's what Topper's been doing the whole spring.
You know, you're talking about the high-dollar guys. Yep. You've got to get something – you got to get a little bit more from Turner. I know it feels like this is the year where, in my opinion, as good as he's been here, it's not enough. And I think that they're even looking for more from him. He needs to evolve a little bit. on this team.
And they need it. 215-592-9494. That is how you hop aboard. All right, coming up on the other side, your phone calls. We're live today in Clearwater, Philly spring training. There is a Brandon Graham press conference coming up at noon today. We'll air that live. Brandon Graham has an announcement to make to all of us. 12 o'clock today, Brandon Graham press conference. Eagles said he has an announcement to make. We'll carry that live. Your phone calls here, Philly spring training. Who do you want? Get on the record. Who should be the Phillies' leadoff hitter? Topper's gone back and forth all spring, even the last 2 days. Yesterday was Schwarber. Sunday was Turner. Who should be the Phillies' leadoff hitter? Opening day, just a little over a week away. Coming up on the other side, you'll hear from both those guys, Schwarber, Turner, what they said when they were asked about leading off, their take on it. We need yours as well. 215-592-9494. We're live from Philly Spring Training on Sports Radio 94 WIP. A great lawn is like a great sports team. It takes expertise and a little extra care to really stand out. That's where True Green comes in. They're the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. They know a thing or two about keeping grass looking like a fairway. It's more affordable than you think. They'll even match any competitor's price. Plus, True Green backs it all up with a satisfaction guarantee. Not happy? They'll come back between visits to make it right. Head to truegreen.com today. Let the pros do the work while you sit back and enjoy the results.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.